This is the medulla, that particular portion of the brain through which every nerve must pass. It's like the telephone exchange, where every nerve passing into the body must pass through that particular part connected with the spine. Down through the spine, then, these nerves go right through the spinal column, and in each section of the spine, nerves go out, and as they go out, they go into the organs of the body, the blood vessels, and control this portion of the brain here, the cerebrum. Well, we have our thinking portion of the brain. The motor portion of the brain also goes through this area and is linked up on each side of the spine by what we call motor or sensory nerves. Round down each side of the spine, there's a ganglion mass of nerve tissue, as we will learn later, and how to get this relaxed. This ganglion mass of nerve tissue is the link between the cerebrospinal and the sympathetic. And without this mass of nerve tissue, you would have no motor activity at all in your system. If, for instance, you think certain things are a fear, this fear is transferred to the motor portion of your brain, and it is carried to the body and causes the body to shake. When you create what we call a habit pattern, an emotional habit pattern, it is this area, the motor area, where it becomes effective. And misbehavior takes place in this portion of the brain, which controls the remainder of your body and sets up a reaction, perhaps, in your intestines, which creates what we call a duodenal ulcer, nerve spasms, pains in the stomach, and all types of skin troubles, and all types of things are brought about because of the emotional habit pattern and the misbehavior in this motor portion of the brain. Now, life created all these things so life could express itself perfectly. But as you see then clearly, you, the conscious you, being not aware of the fact that life is unconditioned and you are life, you allow outside things to condition you. Consequently, as you allow outside things to condition you, you condition life through these particular portions of your brain, and therefore you have externalized on your body the pattern you yourselves create. It is to obviate these things that this course is produced for you. In this series of 10 lessons, we will put into operation the 10 steps of scientific application of the natural law that frees us from all inhibiting processes caused by our emotions and habitual reactions, caused mostly unconsciously or through ignorance of what we are doing. The chaos in most people's lives comes from a confused state of mind caused by the influence of things external, material possessions, social and economic struggle, fear of symptoms that are unnatural, and emotional reactions to nearly every event that takes place in their lives. Watch carefully as we go along, and you will see what takes place and how we can overcome those conditions. Then we find that this condition is brought about unconsciously through a misbehavior of this particular portion of the brain. It attacks particular part of the body in a form of tension. Tension is always the first process that takes place. A particular portion of the body is tensed. Some people, when anything happens, it goes to their stomach. Sometimes when something happens to others, it goes to their eyes, goes to their head, sometimes goes to their legs, sometimes goes to their intestines. And in fact, various parts of the body are affected according to the individual. Now, when we have tension throughout the whole body, what happens? It is this portion of the brain is causing the trouble. Because it's the motor center. First of all, here we think. It is transferred then to this portion of the brain for interpretation. Then the body is affected. Immediately you relax the body and take the tension off the body, then it takes this tension off this motor center of the brain. When you relax the body, the tension is taken off. And consequently, the misbehavior here begins to slow down. Body talks to this portion of the brain and says, I'm relaxing, I'm relaxing. And this portion then says, all right, relax, relax. And the tension is taken off the motor center of the brain, and you find that you get into the brain, into that subconscious process of the mind, that subconscious and sympathetic nature of the body that is controlled automatically through a form of suggestion that is the best form of suggestion, that is through relaxation and divine reasoning. There is no better form of suggestion. Now these people are ignorant of the true source power, and by their lack of understanding, misuse their creative law and bring upon themselves misery. With understanding and a proper directed technique, life can continue to grow more abundant. With the increase of mental and bodily health and increased material possessions, which are in themselves only the outward expression of a well-ordered mind, life can become a blessing and still what it is often a miserable existence. It is with this end in view that I write these lessons. I remind you again that the main factor underlying these lessons is the instruction on how to obtain perfect physical and mental relaxation, coupled with divine reasoning, which leads you out of the forest of doubt and confusion into the sunlight of understanding and freedom. It is entirely a natural sequence, for nature does the work when we take off the brakes. What does divine reasoning do? Relaxation by itself often cures certain conditions, but without its twin pillar of divine reasoning, you cannot get that perfect mental state that is required to overcome the things that arrive from the external, things that arrive to you. Sometimes you may be upset by words what a person may say, what a person may do. But there is a time arise in your life through divine reasoning that nothing affects you. You are supreme. You know that life cannot be injured. I am life. Just as electricity cannot be injured, neither can I be injured. What can be injured is only an idea of myself. But an idea is just an idea, and it is not myself. Remember, no matter what anybody says about you, thinks about you, If you maintain this particular state of consciousness, you will find that it will grow more and more. And the more people say things about you, the more you will be pleased at the fact that they do say those things, for the simple reason that it gives you a greater and greater strength. Nothing happens by chance. Sometimes people are put into your lives. There's a thorn in the flesh. Whatever the fact, you try to run away from that. But you cannot. If you do, you're creating a habit pattern. You're believing in the power of another individual. Instead of believing in the power that is yourself. And when you have arrived at that state, you can, if you wish, destroy at once, even with a thought. But you do not do that because of the fact that you have found something that is greater than destruction. It is construction. Therefore, you see, in your life, you will have these things coming from you from all sides. You will find then that you react to those conditions. You create emotional habit patterns that cause havoc in your body. I can assure you, I will show you a way out of those conditions, and you will find freedom, health, strength, and youth. Yes, you'll become young again. You'll feel the rhythm of life and youth in your veins. In the first place, I want to make it clear to you that under no circumstances must you suppress an emotion. Whether it is a natural one, or one caused by reaction to people or things, what you have to do is to understand it. And then it is transformed naturally into creative energy instead of being ignorantly suppressed to cause emotional habit patterns which inhibit our brain, nerves, and bodily organs. I think I told you before about how the little girl was entirely innocent of the emotional reaction of the dustman. In Australia, and in most places where people put their dustbins out in the street, and the dustman comes along and picks up the dustbins. So one little girl was outside and she was playing with this dustbin and she topped it over and all the stuff was on the street. So the mother watched out of the window all this taking place, and she saw the dustman picking it up and doing so and so. And when the little girl came back into the house, she says, "You naughty little girl, and what did the dustman say to you?" "Oh, Mummy, he never talked to me at all. He was talking to Jesus Christ all the time." So it is the same thing. If we can be immune to these things external to ourselves, we would just be that little girl, so happy and contented. Fear is an emotion of great strength, and it is when we reach a certain state of development we feel it most. It is because we have not yet sufficient knowledge of how to deal with it that we suffer. One may have developed through conformity and be intelligent enough to live a communal life, but fail miserably as a human being because of the lack true understanding. And if this is the state of most people, In understanding of ourselves and in the higher development of our minds, we recognize the creative principle within us. And by doing so, many obsessions and fears are banished. Yet under certain conditions, we feel badly and suffer the consequences. Therefore, a special technique is necessary as a means of coping with these disastrous situations. The exercise I am going to direct you to do has been the means of freeing thousands from the most disturbing conditions. In fact, I have not yet seen this method fail when properly applied with intelligence and enthusiasm. In the first place, I want you to ask yourselves, what are your natural instincts? It is said that our instincts are in conflict with our conventions, like a force rising to the surface and are suppressed by our surroundings. Naturally, we inherit all the instincts of all the animals in creation. We inherit all these things in our body because our body is built up of these animal influences. We have the peacock, we have the lion, the tiger, the cat, the mouse, and all the other animals in ourselves. The influence of all creation is working through the physical organism, through millions and millions of years, through what we call that particular substance, which we will call the instinctive nature that flows through the whole of the animal existence. And man is then also growing out of that particular stage into a realization of his glorious self. But these influences remain with us. Now, what do we do? Do we then suppress these things ignorantly, not knowing them? By understanding them, we do not attach unnatural and destructive ideas to them and repress the natural instincts and emotions with the evil associations we ourselves create. By our understanding, we transform the basic energy and it flows into constructive channels in art, music, sport, and in congenial occupation. A basic energy is existed everywhere. All your emotions rise from one particular basic energy. The movement of the hand, the voice, emotional feelings, natural instincts rise from one basic energy that flows through the whole of mankind. When you know that this basic energy is energy in itself, and you can hold it and direct it into a channel that you want it to go, then you have freed something. You have then transformed that energy into a particular form or constructive channel that will build for you health, strength, happiness, success. Ignorant repressions utterly fail, and we find the energy producing painful results in an emotional habit pattern, the cause of which we are at a loss to understand. This causes more misery, and the vicious circle is then created. It is not the emotion, but the suppression with the evil association we attach to it that causes all the trouble. Do not be alarmed. All this will be eliminated by this properly directed technique of which you will learn in each lesson. We have to apply the method, and I will show you the way, but you are to one who must do the work. I cannot do it for him. I often wish I could. But if I did so, you would not learn, nor would you free yourselves from your emotional habit patterns you yourselves have created. I am putting this to you this way because I want to impress upon you the importance of these lessons. It is impossible for me to do the work for you. If I show you the way, you will find what I say is true. I don't want you to believe what I say. I want you to prove for yourselves what I say is correct. The next important thing I want to tell you of is of repressed painful memories. A repressed painful memory can become so complicated and suppressed that it becomes hidden away in the recesses of the mind. But immediately something that is associated with this memory is registered upon the senses, either by hearing or by seeing the messages carried to this suppressed memory. The emotion attached to it fires up through the body. The emotion has been stimulated. The body suffers, but still the memory remains hidden. Here we have very often these particular forms of spasms that most people have. We do not know where this spasm has arisen from. We only find it piling through their bodies. A fear, a sensation, a terrific feeling that they want to run away. All these things are nothing more than suppressed memories. And as you see through your senses, things may pass through your ears, through your eyes, and yet you are unconscious of the fact that there is an association with a suppressed memory that remains hidden in the recesses of your mind, that you have repressed because you have been afraid of it, or you feared it. Then if the emotion rises to the surface, but the memory is still hidden. Why? Because you have caused it to be suppressed and hidden. There is a sensor in your own mind, a sensor that obeys you. When you say, I want to forget that, the sensor says, all right, I'll make you forget it. It does not take the emotion away from it. It still remains there as a center of energy, a center of power which begins to revolve and begins to rise up to the surface and takes hold of you at any moment. Then you find yourself in the grip of this emotion and you do not know why. This will also be removed. These causes will also be removed from you. Mind shall be freed from them. Oh, what is the reason of my trouble? Oh, where can I get relief? That is what the victim who suffers says in ignorance of the cause. Yes, all this can be eliminated too. I do not ask you to believe anything I say. I only want you to practice what I tell you to do. And what's the result for yourselves? When a memory is a painful one, we generally try to forget it. So we repress it. Each time it comes up for review, we repress it again. It will rise to the surface several times. And we will repress it. We'll push it behind. And eventually, it is forgotten. Not the effect of that memory of your life. Oh no, something will come along one day and that memory, although hidden, very sensation, The very feelings that it gives you in the first place will rise to the surface and grip you. And yet you do not know why. How stupid people are. Not knowing and understanding their own makeup. While this means a force is created to ward off the memory of a painful experience, and fortunately for us, this is not the end. For an emotional habit pattern is created and a physical condition is produced which leads us away from the cause. These emotional and painful memories may cause duodenal ulcers. They may cause irritation of the skin. They may cause heart trouble. They may cause all kinds of things. Yet, we can get rid of those painful memories. We can bring them to the surface, we will look at them and we will know them what they are because we will see they are just a memory. At one time I thought I could be injured, but now I know I can't be injured. No pain. Can injure me. It is only a memory. It is only a thought. I am invincible. I am life. God is infinite in nature. Being infinite, he created everything and can be nothing outside it. Everything must be within him. And he must also be within me. He is the reality, the invincibility. Life in me, I made in his image and likeness. There can't be anything else, because nothing else could make me, because he is infinite in nature. There is no other creator but him. Therefore, I am here one. I am his creation. I live, and because I live, I know it's his life. And my life and his life. We are invincible. We go along together. We work hand in hand. Father and I are one. Know you not I am the Father and the Father is in me? Then those painful memories will die away. You'll arrive in a particular state of consciousness. But consciousness is always revealing itself, unfolding itself eternally. It's an eternal process, an eternal unfoldment in which you become more and more aware. Yet I cannot tell you what awareness is. I only know when I am aware. When I'm aware, oh, the gloriousness of that awareness, the joy, the life, the wonderfulness. I cannot give you it, but you will find it. These emotional habit patterns set up a disturbance in the cerebellum and may attack any part of the body. Not having any knowledge of the cause, we become anxious. We try to escape from our painful experiences. But do we escape? There's the cerebellum. And it is in this particular portion of the brain, these emotional habit patterns set up a disturbance in the cerebellum. And may attack any particular part of the body. And not having any knowledge of the cause, we become anxious. We try to escape from our painful experience, but do we escape? No. There is no escape from anything. You have to face everything boldly and know it for clarity. Whether a memory or experience cannot hurt you, but when you deal with it objectively, and through divine reasoning and proper directed relaxation all arises. Fear is an auxiliary force which further stimulates into action the emotional habit pattern of any inoperation. It is like adding coal to the fire, but it is a happy relief to know that knowledge will free us from our troubles. In one of the lessons of this series, I will deal with the reviewing of our mental makeup. It is a most distressing thing to see that academics go along a particular line of action, paying no attention to the real side of life. Therefore, they drag up all these particular things that the person is afraid of and has been afraid of all their lives, many of them forgotten. Yet they are dragged to the surface, but the victim is not ready to deal with them because he lacks that divine reasoning power. And the second state is worse than the first. Then we see that the mind is poisoned because of the poisonous ideas that the individual has attached to his own experiences and repressed them in fear. Consequently, when they rise to the surface, the poison the mind worse than it has ever been before. Although these memories are not always in the surface, they have a continual effect upon the organism through the cerebellum, creating these habit patterns in the form of the troubles that most people suffer from today. Therefore, I say, unfortunately and dreadfully is that academics have followed a line of action where they have disregarded the main theme of life. Many people try to run away from the past, but the past and future is now. And when the present is realized, there is no past or future. Some of you will not understand what I have said. I know you do not understand, but you will. I'll read it again. Most people try to run away from the past, but the past and future is now. When the present is realized, there is no past or future. There is no past in the present. There's no past in the future. The present is life. The present is reality. It always existed. It can't have a past or a future. I am that present. The past is only memory. The future is but a hope in my mind, a belief. I am now. Past and the future are now in me. Now. Now do you understand? Then your experience will become an asset and not a liability. You will look upon your experience as a stepping stone to greater things, but if you are continually trying to escape, you will never receive the benefit of your experience. We must see them as stepping stones and not stumbling blocks. Corinthians 2, verse 10, 11, Eastern text, we read, "Herein I give you my advice, that it may help you to go forward and accomplish what you, of your own accord, began last Now therefore perform the doing of that which you wish to do. And as you are eager to promise it, so fulfill from that which you have. I opened the Bible and this caught my eye. I knew it was for you also. This will lead us on now to our practical application of the method to be used in eliminating all emotional habit patterns which we have established unconsciously. You'll be able to remove them consciously through understanding and scientific relaxation. Let us review our problem. We have a vicious circle in operation. Emotional habit patterns have upset the proper functioning of our organism. Our nerves play tricks on us because the nervous system ceases to function properly. This interferes with our thinking. So many are on the try once policy, beset by a swarm of amateur advisors, by indecision, victims of cerebellum misbehavior. Most people do not know where to start in their search for a way to become natural human beings. How many amateur advisors have you had in your time with your trouble? Some will say, you know, try this, Mrs. So-and-so. It's a wonderful thing, you know. You try this, and you sometimes try this, and then you try that, and then you try something else. And what was the result? I remember a person who had a children. A person said to this person, you know, you can cure the children by putting a red herring on it. You know, one of those herrings you take out of the salt, and you put it on. So this woman put this salt herring on her foot. She tied it round the foot and she left it on all night. When she awoke in the morning, she had a poisoned foot. She came to me with that poisoned foot and I said, what did you do, woman? I said, this is a poisoned foot. She says, well, I tied a salt herring around my foot because I had a children on it. And who told you that? She said, oh, a man told me that, you know. He knew what he was talking about, you know. I said, yes, you very nearly lost your foot. I said, in another 12 hours, you would have lost your foot. You would have been in the hospital to have this foot off because you have now poison. Your foot is as big as this, and there's a red streak going up your leg, your gland all swollen up here. What do you think? I said, now you've got to get that out of you very quickly. Hot and cold applications must be done at once. You must have an enema. You must get your bowels cleansed, everything, your whole body cleansed, and you mustn't have any meat for any kind. You mustn't eat anything at all for 2 or 3 days. Drink water, barley water and lemon juice. You must keep your blood clean and get this thing out of your system and apply proper applications to draw the poison out of your food. So I told her what to do. I said, now, you go to the chemist, you'll buy a big roll, as much as you can, of boracic lint, and a lot of waterproofing. And you'll put this on your foot, and you will put the waterproofing all over, and you will bandage it up, and you will keep that on it, and keep refreshing it. Then you will do hot and cold application. And in 12 hours, inflammation died down. Drawed all the poison out of her foot. I said, now, you may thank your lucky stars that your foot is not off. Amateur advice. In adjusting our lives, there is always the first step to gain freedom. To live more abundantly, to have greater energy and vigor, to have clear mind, free from conflict. The first step is relaxation coupled with divine reasoning, and I cannot overemphasize its importance. In following my directions carefully, you must teach yourself complete relaxation and obtain freedom through divine reasoning in these 10 lessons. The first step, have a couch not too soft, yet easy to lie upon. Take off all tight clothes, belts, garters, boots, etc. Provide yourself with two pillows, one slightly larger than the other, and a soft white blanket. Now lie down, place the larger pillow under your head and the other under your knees. Now pull the end of the pillow under your head forward till the neck rests snugly. There must be no bridge between the head and the shoulder. And the whole weight must be taken up so that there is no tension anywhere. It is absolutely necessary that the neck and head must be comfortable. You cannot get such a comfort. Your neck needs adjusting, and you should come to me for the necessary adjustment. Some people can never get their neck properly relaxed because it requires adjusting. Place the pillow under your knees so that the muscles do not strain. A gentle rise underneath the knees will obviate this. Sometimes when you lie and put your legs down, you find your muscles strain. You feel the tension in your muscles. That tension must be taken off because there must be no tension. What you are after is relaxation. Spread your legs out to about 30 degrees so that the outside core takes the weight. Lay your arms lightly by your side, your hands resting on your groin. Some people are made in such a way, immediately they lay their arm down, their hand sticks up this way. And so you cannot expect to have relaxation if your hand is stuck up like that. Nor can you expect to have relaxation if there's a strain in those muscles underneath. That's how you take the tension off. Relax your jaw, drop the lower jaw, then close your lips. You cannot relax if your lower jaw is tight. Close your eyes. You must learn to lift the jaw forward. That is the secret of relaxation. You can have no relaxation if your jaw is tight. Take the tension off your arms and legs. Relax, relax. You must speak to your limbs in your arms. When you do this, what happens is that as you relax, your limbs and your arms, a message is sent from your limbs to your arms up to the motor center of your brain. A message comes back again. And then it will relaxation. The synaptic process of the brain begins to slow down. Energy is flowing over this all the time. When you have tension in your muscles, you have a continual flow of energy over these synapses. When you have relaxation, you have this synapse slowing down. It causes this motor portion of your brain to give up its misbehavior. It is transformed here and you begin to feel results. Unconsciously, you become aware of a definite healing process taking place. And the mechanism comes into operation and life is free. Talk to your arms and legs. They will send a message to the cerebellum of what's taking place, and the cerebellum will begin to let go of the habit pattern. Each day you will get your arms and legs more and more relaxed. Learn to relax your arms and legs first. I will tell you why later on. After you have relaxed for 20 minutes, breathe deeply and repeat. Divine peace fills me 60 times. Divine peace. mechanism that will work for us if we know how to use it. It brings results and pays big dividends. We have inherited erroneous ideas from past generations who, like ourselves, lived in ignorance of the truth of the great inner world. Those who go on disregarding the wonderful inner world that is perpetually giving us life and strength can only blame themselves if they are caught up in the net of the illusion of the erroneous self-created emotional habit patterns that cause disaster in their lives. We are suffering today, both individually and collectively, caused by these emotional habit patterns ignorantly created. Consequently, we produce in the world around us the effects of what we think, our thoughts producing their kind. Seek ye first the kingdom and the right use of that kingdom. All else shall be added unto you. All shall be well with you. Benediction. O divine peace, I am in tune with thee. I care not if the screaming shells of painful memories whistle around. I take no notice of stray shots fired at my honor. Machine guns of desire and emotion may fire their salvos, for while thou art with me, I am safe behind the ramparts of thy everlasting peace. I am safe in the rough and tumble of modern life, for I seek not to rouse the wrath of others, neither do I awaken in them resentment or hate. For of myself I am nothing. Oh, my blessings come from thee. As I relax and think of thee, we will learn later on how to be completely relaxed. Tonight we will not deal with it, but we will in future lessons. After you begin to have this week's practice, relaxing your legs and your arms. You shall be able to relax your legs and your arms here. So we will deal with that in the next lesson, because you will have a week. Because next week we take another part of the body, and so on, so on. Therefore, you must continue to do these exercises each week as we come along. Now let us tune in to the sanctuary of the Sadhguru.